So the learning today should be schos li'ilui nishmas adirus t'chaver time Eliza mentioned Shinaryeh, as well as the schos for an ilui neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechai Menachem ben Tzion. Should also be a schos for Fuah Shleima of Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Deb ben Menorachol Chanalei b'Shein Dorachol and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schos for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So today we will start and finish the topic of Girsa. I did not prepare, but we'll see if anyone can tell the difference between today and every other day. So let's see. Girsa, he says like this. He's talking now about having a broad knowledge and thorough knowledge of the Torah. He says, Amru Chazal, Ligrois Inish Vahadar Lizbar. The Gemara in Shabbos says a person should learn and then think, meaning come up with Svara. The Isa B'Shas, we also find in the Gemara in Erevin, Amr of Papa, Idayikna Ligarisna. If we were to sit there and analyze everything, we'd never learn anything. Meaning that if we would spend all our time analyzing the nuance of every statement, then we would never move on. So there's a certain yeshiva, if you know which yeshiva I attended growing up, where they focus very much on the Havamina and the Maskana, and they spend a lot of time. The joke with Masechtas Ksubis was that they got out of the box very quickly because the first word is Besula, and so they couldn't stay in the box too long with the issue of Yechid, I'm messing up the joke, but issue of Yichud. So they got out of the box. But he's saying if you spend the whole day harving in each word, you're never gonna gain any knowledge, right? So that's the whole idea of Bekiyus and Be'ion. Be'ion is you're going in depth, right? You're going into the Mefarshim, you're going into the Achronim. But Bekiyus is you still need a breath of knowledge. You have to know, you know, a lot of different things in order to learn. You have to understand how a Kal V'Chomer works, a Gezeirah Shavah works. You have to know a working knowledge of Chumash and Tanakh. He says, you can't only have Iyon. You can't only have Pilpul. They're set aside some time for Be'iyon. And the rest of the day, you do Be'kiyas. Right? So even if you have a Daf Yomi Limud, which is a little bit more of a Be'kiyas, there still should, at the same time, be some sort of Iyon, some sort of a delving in. In a way that you have a grasp of all areas of Torah, and you should be an expert in halacha. Instead of spending your time discussing and being ma'ayin into the words of the achrayim, live nice for lintites, to build up, to destroy these debates, and to write at length about them, things that have no practical halachic relevance. Okay, it doesn't sound like a big fan of these lengthy pilpul and lengthy ion. He says, if it has no shaykhas halacha lemaisa, right? So let's say mesechtas yibamos. So then don't spend all day hacking around in something that has to be a time set aside for other halach or other rather limud haTorah that is relevant. So that you can understand, listen, and keep and fulfill the Torah. Because ultimately that's the point. The point of limud haTorah is not necessarily just to learn it, but the point of is lilmoid ulalamed, right? To learn and to be able to teach, lishmar v'lasos, to keep and fulfill, to keep the mitzvah sleisase and fulfill the mitzvah sase. Zayis taras adam alemi Torah lishma. This is the proper way of a person learning lishma. That a person should try with all of his learning, even when you're learning pilpul and ion. You should verbalize the words. There's advantages of sounding out Torah. The letters will fly up and make a structure in front of Hashem. So if you sit and you learn quietly and you don't verbalize it, you're losing out a lot. So there is this concept, the Rav mentioned this. The Rav was once asked a shaila, if on the group, when someone says so-and-so gets a mazel tov and everyone texts mazel tov, is there an inyan to do that? Does it do anything? And the Rav said that the bracha is mekuyim with dibur. So even if you do write mazel tov, but you should say the words mazel tov, the verbalizing of the word is what gives kayach to the actual kiyum of the bracha. And so that's what he's saying over here, is that more than just learning the Torah and thinking of it, you should try to verbalize it. V'kishaloi meid nira sheyesh tos b'sefer. And if while you're learning, it seems like there's a mistake in the sefer, lo yamar la'agiyah sefer l'shanes ha'girsa, don't suddenly rush to correct and change the text. Ki kama pama adam kozer b'sefer, sha sefer toyat. Many times, it's the person who's mistaken, and you think that the sefer is incorrect. Avol be'emes daita hu atoyah, really, your understanding is incorrect. V'latusa shemana me'rabana kadishe, we heard a curse that was said in the ancient Rabbanim, Shahayad Hamar Belagia Basfarim Tikatsit Barminon, that a hand that regularly corrects Farim should not be upon us, meaning the hand should be cut off. So he's saying now you got to be very careful before you start crossing out in Svarim and changing the understanding to make sure that you got it right. Aval Elo im Acher Ion Rav Nirelayadava Barash Yeshtaz. Unless you analyze it exhaustively and you are able to properly formulate a conclusion that there's a mistake. As mitzvah kavod lahar michshol, v'item begillion ha-sefer nira d'tzarech le'makak. So then, it's a mitzvah, if you have a sefer, and let's assume that sefer is going to be learned by you and others, so that, let's say it says, this halacha, okay, let's say it says, like you have in the Gemara, right? So you have the gillion ha-shas all the time, the gillion ha-shas is going to come along, or you have the Bach is going to change the girsa. So if the Bach is going to change the Gersa, so how does the Bach get the right to change the Gersa of the Gemara? So the answer is the Bach had to be ba'ayin and say, hold on, they're missing the word. It will change the whole meaning, right? It will say yachol, and he adds the word ena yachol, right? Changes the entire meaning. How? So it's not something that can happen just spur of the moment or jumping without thinking and doing it haphazardly. It requires a lot of study and a lot of understanding. But once you determine through analysis that it is incorrect, so then there's a mitzvah because you want people to actually, after you, not make the mistake of reading it directly, and they should understand the proper way to read it. So he concludes like this. He says, "Zeu derech yishara, this method of learning is the proper way. Kol shi teferes la'yisev, teferes la'min adam. It will be beautified for himself and beauty for other people."